Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I gave Mitch an assignment about 2 weeks ago to pay close attention to the new reality football show that had everybody talking. And that, of course, is Stadium Lockup on A&E. Stadium Lockup, A&E. Kenny, was this on your radar?
No, it wasn't.
The Browns are involved in a reality show, and it's not on Ken Carmen's radar? Hello? What's going on here?
I'm sorry.
Owen, was it on your radar?
No, it wasn't.
Well, I forgot about it, too.
I was watching old Trailer Park Boys.
I don't have that channel, so...
I forgot about it, unfortunately. And then I finally, yesterday, got a chance to watch it. And then I'm like, Mitch, we've got to get some of this. This is sensational. And now, there were people wondering the merits of this show. Why do we need a reality show about stadium lockup at Cleveland Browns Stadium?
I don't know if you can call a show sensational if it's 4 weeks later and we're just now getting to it.
I think the internet has squandered a golden opportunity. Mitch, you finally got a chance to see it.
Well, I was going to say, we did play a few clips of it, I believe, a few weeks ago when Ken was out. We had the first episode when they were playing against Dallas. And this one was against Pittsburgh, I believe, the Thursday night game.
The Thursday night game. So let's just see...
The last win of the year.
That's right. That's a good point. Think about the tensions. Think about the exuberance.
Name of the show is, again, Stadium Lockup on A&E.
And they're showing you all the behind the scenes, the security nightmares and hassles. And you can imagine the fighting that goes down. The 537 boys get into it with 538. Hey, that's my seat. No, my seat. Hey, no, you're one over. I'm a 537 boy. I'm a season ticket holder.
Don't go messing with them.
You can imagine how
Mason-Dixon line runs right through.
People walk by 537. They go, roll them up.
And folks, what we have here, security, I call them heroes. That's what I call them, Kenny. The medics, the security, the officers that are there having to control these individuals during what could be a very, very toxic situation. Here it is. Roll number one. This is what happens right. You want to talk about building the intrigue. This is a tease, Kenny. We learn from the best on teases. This is a tease.
Someone passed out in the bathroom, probably.
There's someone in there?
Okay.
We were stopped by PD with a possible passed out person in the bathroom.
It's locked, and they said possibly someone's in here, so we're going to just sit tight.
Hey!
Okay, guys, key.
You got me.
Get the out of here.
So they go to commercial break.
Is this
break.
The first 48, or is this a show about, what
my
was
heart,
that?
I don't wear, my wife has the heart monitor on her phone,
or
her watch.
Yes.
I don't have that. I think it would have gone off the register.
I'm freaking out right now.
What's going on in there? What could possibly be going on in there? And this is tense atmosphere, big game, emotions, rivalry. What is going on? I waited through the commercial break, and here is the reveal.
Hey, guys, Keith. Yo.
There we go.
You gotta be shitting me.
Get the f*** out of here.
Nope. There's no one in there.
What?
The bathroom was open. There is no one inside.
Woo! Okay. Crisis averted.
You think they were going to open up the door and who do you think they were going to find in there?
A dead body. I was fully expecting a dead body.
Speaking of the first 48.
Either that.
George Kokinas!
We finally get the miracle. We finally realize it's George Kokinas and the incident.
It's like an episode of Scooby-Doo. Go ahead.
Okay, so then later on, we have a drunk fan. Kenny, when they tell you at a game,
yeah,
just stop. You're going to get arrested. Just stop. What I learned from watching this show is nobody stops.
Nobody.
They have been drinking all day, especially in this case where it's a Thursday night game. So I don't even know if this is going to be discernible. Here is a drunk fan. I had him. I don't know, Mitch. Would you say mid to late 20s?
I'd say around there, maybe up, maybe lower 30s as
well. He is losing his mind, and then you see he'll walk past it, and they never show what happened. There are paper towels in the middle down by the holding tank that they can put you in if you act a fool at this game. They will lock you like you're in a literal prison,
yeah,
underneath in the bowel.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like a stadium lockup?
A stadium lockup. They take you behind the scenes like few would before. So let's see if you can make anything out of this.
So I just got a call for a guy that's upset, irate, and fighting with officers. They're bringing him down to the cell. So I got to go get guys ready.
Hey, guys.
Look at the police from the cameras right now. This is over the person that's coming out from 121. Boy, is he a gem.
What happened?
See the...
There's supposed to be a drain in there. It's a drain in there.
It might be a clog.
Oh.
On the door.
Got a cleanup down there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he relieved himself.
There we go. I got cleanup right here.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you want to talk about a show that is gripping the nation and taking you behind the scenes where I'm not so sure we were ever meant to see what's back
that
there.
That does sound like lockup, like extended stay, like back in the day.
Kenny, they are losing their minds. And every time they're like, hey, we don't want to arrest anybody. We don't want to press charges even. Because they're all like kicking the medics. I do feel bad for the medics.
Yeah.
The medics are just getting their asses kicked by these unruly drunks who are high on God knows what. And they say, hey, we're not going to press charges. Can you just leave safely? They never can. They just keep going. Finally, we have somebody who got into a skirmish being told to sit down. They're getting into it with other people that are at the venue. And then people want to throw their weight around. That's what happens because everybody at a Browns game is either a season ticket holder or they're related to somebody very special. Let's see if we can figure it out.
Unless these people pay to sit down.
I mean, it's hard because we can't make people sit down. However, okay. All right, well, we'll make a note of that.
He wasn't too happy. He disclosed that he was son from the Cleveland Browns. You know, Hall of Famer, we appreciate that. However, you know, we still have fan conduct issues that we need to address in the stadium.
Was it actually his son?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. You can always contact the Browns and let them know the experience that you had, you know, and then, yeah. My name, Matt Ryder.
You know, the Haslams are going to find out.
Yeah, understandable, sir. You got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely embarrassed and disgusting.
I mean, I had to text Joe Thomas. I'm like, I didn't know your kids were this old. Throwing Browns Hall of Famers' names around and then saying, the Haslams are going to hear about
first,
this.
First, it's yelling at Steelers fans at the Hall of Fame parade right in front of us, and now it's this.
Is get carried away. So, really, the crux of this show is not a lot really goes on. However, I thought it was interesting. They will not, they can't tell anybody to sit down.
Well, they can't, I think they can try to tell you to sit down, but they can't, like, go and, like, put
make
you in your seat.
Sit down.
Yeah, they can't do that.
But it's a bunch of season ticket holders telling ushers, telling security, we are season ticket holders. Tell that guy to sit down. And it's what escalates almost every fight in that stadium.
You tell somebody to sit down is going to, you always get irked about sitting down.
There's no peacekeeping when that goes down. So Kenny, I know you haven't sat in the, a lot of this was in the upper level. Some of it was in the club section. There was a lot of stuff going on. I mean, what was crazy to me is how you've always thought of casino security, where they can find something so quickly. You're like, what, a football game was 65,000? No, they can find almost everybody. And they can find out how you bought your ticket, how you, they, like, you're in trouble. You think you go to that game and you're anonymous. They have cameras on every seat.
Don Rickles comes up to you and wants to go talk to you in a different room.
Seriously?
Yeah. See that.
So does that, is that a good teaser? Does that make you want to watch Stadium Lockup on A&E?
Obviously it's the Browns, so I think I do. I didn't realize, I mean, that noise that guy was making was so guttural. Because I watched a lot of Lockup in the 2000s. A lot of Lockup. It was the Booty Man or whatever that one guy was. That one guy was going after people. I mean, it was
Brutus
crazy.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake?
No, not Bruce the Barber Beefcake. He wasn't, Brutus, he was not in prison. There was a lot of good Lockup episodes back in the day. Stadium Edition might be pretty good. I got to go see it.
The amount of money they invested in intense music for this show.
It's very good.
Hey, cinematic. It's getting you to really, really delve deep into the world of stadium security.
Do we have coming in hot coming up?